Hey, everyone, and welcome to your Divine Purpose Insights podcast for this week. I'm Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist, and your host for this program. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. This week, two words came to me, and I like to heed those inspirations. Words dropping in out of the blue are often, for me anyway, God's guidance to what I need to be thinking about or waking up to. In this case, he gave me these, and he gave me them together. Resistance and persistence. When I hear those, the first thing I picture is sort of someone shoving up against a door and trying to push it open, or a tug-of-war image where each side is trying to win, each person holding on to the rope that's burning through their hands while attempting to pull the other guy down through force and grit, resistance and persistence. But as I was thinking more about those words put together, I got another image. It's one of patience and expectation. It's like the image of a bird who takes flight, overcomes the winds, flapping those wings it has been given until it hits the current that carries it naturally up and over and beyond. Or think about the seed, which becomes a stalk, which must break through the ground's resistance to become a bloom, a blossom. Who would think it could do that? And yet plants and flowers and crops have been defying material resistance forever, just by natural growth. So let's think about this a little. We were made to grow, and that growing may not feel easy, but that doesn't mean it isn't natural and necessary. We were made to fly, in a sense, and getting off the ground may feel like something that goes against all our own doubts and fears, the resistance that comes from within, but that doesn't mean that flying, lifting out and above those limitations and into the flow of an uplifted life, isn't anything less than truly natural to us. We might just have to realize that our wings work for us. They may need the test. They're already there. God gave us the very things we need to break through that resistance and to be free now, so to speak. And that's where persistence comes in. It isn't shoving against a door with our shoulder trying to break through it. It isn't tugging on that rope, working for the win against another person. The persistence is in knowing that the door will open if we persist in seeking the key, and we begin by knowing that we have a right to have that key and to enter. If the other side of that door holds something so dear to us, a vision we really, really want to see realized, then just because we might be trying a bunch of keys and not finding the right one immediately doesn't mean we don't have it and that we can't use it. Likewise, seeking our right idea or right place realized and seeing it as a competition with another, this tug of war thing, gets us off track. It's wasted effort, and it usually ends where in a tug of war where someone has to lose. Our persistence is much better when focused on our own purpose, what is right for us. The resistance may look like another individual standing in our way, but there is no one vying for your unique place and opportunity, really. Your place is only yours. Two stalks can't break through the same piece of ground, but there's plenty of ground for each one and plenty of open air for each to stretch in the direction intended and still get sunshine. Obviously, I'm very metaphor-friendly, but I am a poet, so this is the way I talk about things. I hope you'll bear with me, and I hope some of these images are helpful to you. Remember this, you were meant to thrive and to grow. God wants this. He built you to do it, and he gave you a purpose and the power to achieve it. Not alone, but with him. Resistance seems so often to show up when we're really on to something good. The devil, so-called, is always close on the heels of progress. But the devil isn't real, and God is all. When things seem to get churned up around us or inside us when we're pursuing something that feels really right and inspired, don't give up. Persist with God and faith in his plan for you. Persist in standing firm on your worthiness to achieve it. Persist in being curious about the outcome and willing to listen moment by moment without either giving up or getting ahead and writing the story before it ends or ending the story before it begins. Resistance is often a part of the process. Without it, we don't get to the really good stuff. Likely, many of the best things you've done in your life have met with some resistance first, if you look back at it. Whether it was internal or outer really doesn't matter. Things do tend to get churned up when growth and change and transition is going on. It's what we do with these moments that matters. Persistence means we remember that the outcome is worth it. And instead of giving up or tugging against other people and pushing against doors that have perfectly good keyholes to discover, we stay focused on the goal or intention. See the resistance for what it is and make even that a learning experience, something to propel us forward. Okay, so for example, I'm coming up with my next podcast, this one. I have a day I like to conceive of the main ideas, a day of the week, and then record the program. Well, that day came. I felt it was right to do it, but I also was experiencing a lot of resistance. Feeling foggy-headed, I have other things I should do first, can't seem to focus on the idea I want to talk about. Then excuses came in to give it up for that day. I was ready to let the resistance win. I don't have to do it today. I have some other work I could be getting done. Maybe I can take a look at something I wrote before and just rehash it so I don't have to come up with a new idea, one that's seeming pretty elusive right now in my little scattered brain. Then I reminded myself, as you might do as well when this resistance strikes, that I'm doing something I want to do and I love to do. Ideas have always emerged as I let them dawn and persisted, not by pushing, but by expectation. And I reminded myself that I wasn't doing anything alone. God was bigger than the resistance. He'd shown me that plenty of times. And I knew in my heart that today was the day to do this job. And then the two words, resistance and persistence, dropped into my head, unannounced, but with some force of intention behind them. Okay. I had no idea what I was going to say on this podcast, but I felt that resistance break and I was ready to roll. Now, sometimes the resistance is just fear. Remember, too, that we don't want to live with fear. So take the fear that comes up that seems like resistance as an opportunity in itself. It's showing up not because you're meant to not do the thing you want to do, but because that fear may need to get incinerated as you move forward. So not only do we get our end result, we conquer or at least make headway on conquering a fear. So that really is a win-win. Don't let resistance be seen as a sign you're doing something wrong. Pause, listen to your heart and to God. Be excited about growing and pushing through the earth, unlocking the door with a shiny new key of insights about yourself and life. Persist against that resistance with the natural power God gave you to express his purpose in the little day-to-day things and in your bigger and necessary place in the world as well. Well, that's it for now. Until next week, do let me know if you need any assistance in persisting against resistance or any other help. I'd love to help you out. If you need clarity or guidance on your divine purpose in any way, feel free to email me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Again, you can check things out about me at beingfreenow.com. I'd love to talk with you. I'd love to answer any questions you have. I really so much appreciate my listeners. You are truly my inspiration. I'll see everybody next week.